Day 3 of the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival, and this coverage is brought to you by Christchurch City Libraries. Myself, Richard Lidicote, Marion Osia, Roberta Smith and Bronwyn Smith here at the Aotea Centre, The Edge. Marion, you've had a pretty busy and exciting day today. Tell us all about it.
I'm on technological overload. I'm sure it'll be better tomorrow, but I'm drawing a line under it right now. I had three really great interviews, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to bits of them, thanks to Richard's skills. And they were so different, contrasting. Thomas Connelly was wonderful, and he's such a great talker. You don't have to ask questions, he just goes for it. So that was really great and very kind and generous. And then I had a totally different interview with Sarah Thornton, who was still very nice, but it was very short, it had a slight edge to it that I think represents her personality and the fact that she was quite jet lag, but it was good. And then I finished off with Colm Tobin, who was really, really nice and coped with the fact that halfway through it all went Pete Tong technologically, so I didn't get all of him, but I did get some lovely stuff. And Richard worked like an absolute demon to extract at least a listenable sound, and I hope you'll all give it a go. It was nice to finish off tonight listening to William Dalrymple, who is a fantastic entertainer and can tell some really great funny stories that he reads from his books. But he read some really fascinating and moving things, including the story of a Jane nun from his latest Nine Lives, and I'd really recommend reading that.
It's nice when you get those kind of festival surprises of maybe not quite what you expected or you know, things that just surprise and delight you. I think that's one of the great things about festivals. Roberta, what surprised and delighted you today?
Honestly, it feels like months anguishing about the Lionel Shriver interview. Well, would you know what would happen but that she'd be an absolute delight to chat to. She really focuses on whoever she's speaking to and listens very intently to what you ask. And goodness me, then she actually really tries to answer that particular question. And we really just got on so well. It felt to me like I was chatting to one of my many friends over a coffee. We both had coffee, and the only thing that was missing was the little cupcakes. It was just so relaxing, and she laughed. She actually tossed her head back and fulsomely laughed. She had great things to say about libraries, and I just floated out of that interview. I felt so relieved, and I felt that it was really a good interview. It had gone really well. By contrast, and I don't mean this in a negative way, William Dalrymple, whom I'd thought, oh, this will be a doddle, he just looks like a real teddy bear of a man, was actually quite a difficult person to interview. Although I was pushing the little machine towards him all the time, he wasn't staying in one place in the room, and he was always sort of going off to fetch things and coming back again, an absolute hive of activity. He does have interesting things to say about libraries as well, but I'm sure Richard will capture those and they'll come as a little audio bite for people to listen to. Then, as a complete palate cleanser, I went to Alison Wong. She's got a very beautiful book out now. She's actually a poet, and so this is her first novel that she's written. She said she finds novel writing very, very difficult. The book is called As the Earth Turns Silver. Every word is very, very carefully chosen. She speaks in a soothing, almost very flat tone. And so she was a very big contrast from William Dalrymple, who had been so sort of scatty and all over the place. These were three completely different people and three completely different books, and I loved all of them.
Awesome. Well, it's been a very full day. Bronwyn, what did you do today?
I've had a remarkably civilised day by contrast, I think. I spent it pretty much pinging back and forth between the sessions and my keyboard. I've got quite a lot of writing done, which is making me feel happy. And I've also had three completely different contrasting sessions. Richard and I were in the Ben Napastek session this morning, which was great. He is so young and so talented. He was fascinating because he was talking about interviews and interviewing, and it was kind of a different take on the usual writer thing. And for my future glorious career as an interviewer, I was sucking in every word. Michael Otterman, A Raising a Rock, completely different sort of approach. Brilliant session, really challenging, quite different people at it as well. I've written about it already, and I'm sort of feeling quite nervous about it because it's hard to hard to kind of represent anything like that, I think I said in a previous blog, without either sounding really trite or getting far too contentious and deep, but very, very thought-provoking session. Finally, What Good Are the Arts, which was actually quite an early evening one. That, I thought, sounded very genteel and intellectual, but turned out to be pretty much a full-on street brawl. There almost was blood, and I said to Richard afterwards, I don't deal very well with stress and with people being angry with each other, and there was quite a lot of anger in the room. Some of it was kind of intellectual and some of it seemed to come straight from the gut. Dennis Dutton, what a bulldog. Sarah Thornton, very good, very focused and quite strongly opinionated as well. John Carey, the perfect example of how to handle people who are fairly firm in their beliefs. That one's going to take some writing up.
Panels are always a bit of a gamble because they can go one way or the other. And at the start, I thought it was going to be a bit dire, but it really picked up pace and went for it. Fantastic, spirited discussion that I think we should have more of. I thought that was great.
Damn, I'm sorry that I missed that, What Good Are the Arts, because I thought it would be a bit of a rumble.
Yeah, Dennis Dutton wanted a piece of an Oxford professor, and John Kerry was great, and he just... I agree with you on this, I don't agree with you on that. It was quite well done, really. It was. So that's it from this, the third of our roundups from the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival. We'll be back tomorrow for more. There's far more to read and to listen to on the blog. And big ups to the festival volunteer whose name is Helen, who looked after us tonight. Thank you to all the volunteers and all the people involved in the festival. It's great. Please check out the blog, send in your comments, look at the photos on Flickr. There's something for you, I'm sure of it.